Hi there, welcome to Sterlinx Global. My name is Jay, and I'm one of the specialists in Sterlinx Global, a UK-based accounting firm specializing in traditional business and e-commerce. For today's content, we will discuss the different types of tax in the UK, when and how to pay them. Whether you have a business or a job, you must know how challenging it is to be tax compliant all the time. With this, you need to be able to grasp the basics of different UK taxes if you want to avoid losing money from costly penalties and fines from HM Revenue and Customs, or HMRC. In this video, we will explore these UK taxes, when they are due, and how to pay them. We will break down the information into easy-to-understand sections so you won't feel overwhelmed. Let's get started. Number 1. Value-added tax, or VAT. VAT is the most common type of tax that is present in goods and services that you buy and sell. Once your business exceeds the current threshold of £85,000 turnover per annum, you must register it for VAT. This can be done online through the HMRC website. Once registered, you will need to submit VAT returns and make payment to HMRC. The due dates for VAT payments are usually 1 month and 7 days after the end of the VAT accounting period. The VAT accounting period can be quarterly, monthly, or annually, depending on your business needs. It is recommended to consult with a tax professional to ensure compliance with HMRC VAT regulations. Number 2. Corporation tax. Corporation tax is a tax on the profits of limited companies, foreign companies with a UK branch or office, and unincorporated associations. A corporation should register for corporation tax within 3 months of starting the business. They can register online through the HMRC website. Regarding tax payment, paying corporation tax is typically up until 9 months and 1 day after the end of the accounting period. The accounting period is usually the financial year of the business. For more detailed advice on their company accountants, corporations may consult an accountant to help them comply with HMRC rules. Number 3. Income tax. Income tax is a tax on the income you earn from your business. If you are a sole trader, you will pay income tax on your profits. If you are a limited company director, you will pay income tax on the salary you receive. The due date for income tax payments is generally on the 31st of January, after the end of the tax year. The tax year runs from the 6th of April of 1 year to the 5th of April of the following year. To prepare for timely income tax payments, maintain an accurate record of your income and expenses throughout the year. You will need this to compute your taxable income and ultimately income tax payable. If you are unsure how to go about your income tax, seek professional advice from an accountant. We are halfway through the video. Stay with me as we have 3 more types of taxes to learn about. Number 4. National Insurance Contributions, or NICs. NICs are a form of Social Security tax that goes towards funding state benefits such as the state pension, maternity allowance, and job seekers allowance. The amount of NICs you pay depends on your income and your employment status. If you're employed, your employer will deduct NICs from your salary before you receive it. If you're self-employed, you must calculate and pay your own NIC to HMRC twice yearly, in January and July. For a more detailed and accurate reference of the different employment statuses and the NIC payment computation, visit the HMRC website. You may also consult an accountant for accurate calculations, especially if you are self-employed. Number 5. Capital gains tax. Capital gains tax, or CGT, is a tax on the profit you make when you sell or dispose of an asset that has increased in value. Your income and the amount of profit you've made will determine the CGT you need to pay to HMRC. In addition, keep in mind that CGT is not just limited to UK assets. If you are a UK resident and sell an asset overseas, you may still be liable to pay CGT. The due date for CGT payment is usually on the 31st of January, following the end of the tax year in which the disposal was made. And last on the list, we have number 6, inheritance tax. Inheritance tax, or IHT, is a tax on the estate of a deceased person. If you inherit an estate, you may be liable to pay IHT if the estate is worth more than the current threshold of £325,000. IHT is payable on the portion of the estate that exceeds the threshold. However, if the deceased left everything to their spouse or civil partner, there is usually no IHT to pay. The due date for IHT payment is typically 6 months after the end of the month the person died. For both CGT and IHT, it is best to consult with an accountant to ensure compliance with the rules around these complex types of UK taxes. And that's it. We tackled the different UK taxes that you need to understand. Before you go, keep watching as we answer some of your frequently asked questions or FAQs about UK taxes. Number 1. Can I claim tax relief for working from home? If you are an employee working from home, you may be eligible to claim tax relief for additional expenses such as heating and electricity. You may further check this through the HMRC website. Number 2. What is the difference between a tax credit and a tax deduction? A tax credit is an amount subtracted directly from your tax liability, while a tax deduction reduces your taxable income, which in turn reduces your tax liability. Tax credits are generally more valuable than tax deductions, since they reduce your tax liability pound for pound. Number 3. What happens if I don't pay my taxes on time? You may face penalties and interest charges. HMRC can also take legal action against you to recover the unpaid taxes and push criminal charges in case of habitual, deliberate, non-compliance. Understanding UK taxes and their payment requirements is of utmost importance for anyone doing business or working in the country, since each type of tax has its own rules and deadlines for payment. And that's it for today's video. Thanks for watching. We hope our video helped you gain more knowledge on types of tax in the UK. For more professional advice on your tax accounting needs, consult us by visiting the Sterlinx Global website at sterlinxglobal.com. If you enjoy our content and want to explore more about similar topics, please like and subscribe to our channel. To stay updated, why don't you have a look at our other social media platforms? The links are in the description below. Once again, I am Jay from Sterlinx Global, and I will see you in the next video.